Michigan parents arrested for abusing one-month-old baby, from head to toe. The Aegis Alliance. A married couple from Dearborn, Michigan is facing charges following the pair's one-month-old baby suffering from severe injuries as a result of suspected child abuse. On September 29, the cops and fire department workers were informed after the victim was transported to a medical center with noticeable injuries. The cops pointed out that the physical traumas appeared to be suspicious in nature, and it was figured out the baby had endured physical abuse, the Dearborn Police Department wrote on Facebook. The one-month-old victim had indications of being abused, from head to toe. The baby had bruises and her ribs were broken, and it looked like she had been suffocated, according to what Dearborn Police Chief Issa Shahin said to WJBK-TV. The baby's mom took her to a doctor and became nervous when cops showed up. Upon even more examination, the baby's parents, Amy Talby and Murtada Almimar, were apparently apprehended and are facing a charge of first-degree abuse. Authorities noted that Almimar was additionally charged with habitual offender second offense and is held on a $250,000 bail amount. Talby's bail was apparently evaluated at $100,000. The couple has been ordered to wear a GPS device if they post bail. Shahin said authorities strongly believe substance abuse likely contributed to the claimed abuse. The parents apparently have a background in drugs. As of October 2, authorities stated the one-month-old is still receiving care for critical physical traumas at Children's Hospital, however, she's in stable condition. Shahin pointed out in a statement that, "This is a terrible crime that has impacted everybody involved, from the first responders on the scene to the investigators who built the case, to the medical professionals who continue to provide care for this poor child. It's unfathomable to think that a parent could allegedly cause harm to their own child, so I appreciate all of the hard work that has gone into ensuring that those responsible are held accountable." Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 4.0 International License.